I could make up a very pretty story about how I was interested in Indians, was the reason I started writing about them, because my grandfather had joined the gold rush to California, and I grew up on when I crossed the plains to California. He left Independence, Missouri, and followed that northern trail, and Indians, it was a time of peace on the plains, and so Indians were present, and he was extremely interested in them, and he told me, and my brother, he told us many stories about his contacts with Indians, and he never said an Indian though. He always said a Shoshone or a Sioux or a Delaware or came to the camp. He distinguished between the Indians and knew them apart. He did run into an Indian war in northern Nevada. After he was at Great Salt Lake and cut across northern Nevada, he ran into an Indian war, which didn't affect the company which he had joined in Independence, Missouri, but did affect another company that they had contact with very much. But except for that, his contact with the Indians was friendly, and of course I was very interested in it. And when I was 9 years old and came to Oklahoma, I hoped I'd see some Indians, and was very disappointed because I didn't, because all I saw was homesteaders and maybe a few cowboys who had become homesteaders. When Dr. Dale suggested that I write about the Choctaws, the only reason I took up that subject was just because there was some material there for a dissertation. Now, I think maybe I had better go on with what I had started about my reasons for writing books. I told you when you were here last week, I believe, I told you that I always chose a subject that I didn't know anything about. And when I quit my work at Canyon and started to write a book, I was entirely unaware of what I'd write about and didn't decide until I went to Norman and sort of talked to the university press people and so on. And that was true all the way through.